This evening, a group of young people of faith will gather for coffee and a roundtable discussion at the invitation of the Cardiff Religious Freedom Institute. They'll explore issues around the importance of religious freedom in our lives. Reverend Dr. Andrew Bennett is director of the Cardiff Religious Freedom Institute. He joins me live in studio. Nice to meet you this morning, Dr. Bennett.
Nice to meet you too, Patty.
First off, the obvious, what exactly is the Cardiff Religious Freedom Institute?
So this is an institute that was established about a year ago by Cardiff, which is Canada's only faith-based think tank. And so we're based in Hamilton, Ontario, in Ottawa, and we focus on what does it mean to live a common life. So we're a Christian think tank. We look through the question of a common life through the lens of 2,000 years of Christian thought. And we try to understand, how do we relate to one another? What are some of the key issues that we have to address as we try to build a common life together as citizens? So we look at work and economics, we look at education, family, law. And we publish a number of magazines. So we're your classic think tank, research, events, networking. And so the Cardiff Religious Freedom Institute is a fairly new initiative. And it's really trying to understand, okay, we've got religious freedom in this country. What does that mean? How do you live it? What's the nature of living a public faith? So we're trying to represent to Canadians, especially young Canadians, how do you actually live your faith out in the public square? Don't privatize it, live it. And so what does that look like?
What does that look like? Because at some point, things changed very drastically. You know, it used to be a religious base, and certainly in this province, we had denominational schools, for instance. Now that's gone away. People's want and willingness to wear their religious beliefs on their sleeve seems to have waned over the years. Is that fair?
I think that's right. I think especially, you know, for Christians. I mean, I'm a Catholic clergy, Ukrainian Catholic, and I think for Christians, we've kind of bought into this, what I would call the post-Enlightenment myth that religion's a private matter. And it's not. Religion, for most of our history, and certainly almost all of Canadian history and human history, has been lived out in the public square. So people, it's not just about the comfortable pew. You know, you don't just live your faith life out in the place of worship, whether you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew, whatever you might be. Your faith naturally informs everything you do. And so we're trying to get people out of that mindset that my faith is just what I do at home or just what I do when I'm at my place of worship, but that I have something to contribute. And if you look at this province, I mean, the contribution of many different Christian denominations to the life of this province in terms of hospitals and schools and colleges and you name it, you can just see it on the face of Newfoundland, and it's true across the entire country. So we want to kind of reject this increasing secularist narrative that no, religious people need to be just private. And we don't buy that. And there's also this myth that young people are just rejecting faith wholesale. And we don't buy that either. And based on the work that we've done so far, we're finding that a lot of young people, and we're focusing on millennials, sort of 20 to 35 years old, are looking for something in their lives that has an authenticity and integrity. And they're actually quite faithful, the ones that we've been encountering.
You talk about this province, and for instance, I went to St. Pius X. It's no longer named that. St. Matthew's close by, no longer named that. Crosses, petitions going around for crosses to be taken down from schools and in public areas, like, for instance, the hospital. Is your group non-denominational?
So the Faith in the Future initiative that we're doing is multi-denominational, I would say. So it's Christians. It's also, we've got Jews participating. We have Muslims. We have Baha'is, Mormons, you name it. We're trying to bring together young people of many different faiths. Now, Cardiff is a Christian think tank. So we have many different people involved at Cardiff. We've got people from a Reformed Protestant tradition, you know, a Calvinist tradition. We have Catholics. We have Baptists. We have Mennonite Brethren. So it's a real mix. We joke that we have this mutual non-burning agreement. So we agree not to burn each other at the stake.
The politics of the day has meant that religions are very much in opposition to each other. We'll talk about Christian persecution or the threat of Islam and the like. Is it possible with the ever-changing political landscape and these types of news stories and real severe stories of attacks at mosques, attacks at Christian churches, attacks of Catholics, is there still the ability for these types of initiatives like yours to take root and to change the tone?
I think they're essential, absolutely essential, because a lot of what's going on, Patty, is that you've got, as I said, this privatization taking place. And so the worst thing you can do is to stop people from talking about their faith traditions. Because when you encounter one another, you might believe something very, very different. And that doesn't mean you can't encounter the human being that's in front of you and encounter their human dignity. So we're really focused on that. And it's okay to have different beliefs. I'm going to believe something radically different about Jesus Christ from a Jew or a Muslim. But they're still human beings, and I'm still called to have a relationship with them. They're my neighbors. I'm going to be traveling in elevators with them in the halls of power in Ottawa. So what does it mean to actually encounter the human person? And people's beliefs, whether they have a theistic belief, you know, religious belief, or they're secular humanists or atheists, they're our fellow citizens. They're human beings like ourselves, and we have to engage them. And so I think the more that we can do that, the more that we can encounter people in their faith lives and talk to one another, I think we have a better society, and certainly, I just think, a better dialogue, and it's just healthier.
Religious freedoms were enhanced with the separation formally of church and state. But now that's been co-opted a little bit, and that conversation has also changed. Is religious freedom, the ability to practice in public square, has that lessened because of maybe some of the co-opting of the church and state separation?
Yeah, you know, this whole separation of church and state, in Canada, it's actually not a constitutional doctrine.
It's in word only.
It's in word only, and I think a lot of people misunderstand what that means. Some people think that separation of church and state means, well, you can't talk about your religious beliefs in public. Or if you're a public office holder, politician, you can't speak about your religious beliefs, or your religious beliefs can't inform what you do. Nonsense. I think we have to be much more open about faith. And we have to strive to advance, our religious beliefs to other people in faith, sort of in truth, be honest about what we believe, but also do it in a way that's charitable. And, you look at the attacks that happened, for example, the one in the mosque in near Quebec City a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. The outpouring of support from people in that community for that Muslim community, I think that really shows who Canadians are and that we can agree to disagree on matters of faith, just as we do on a lot of other matters. But for all of us as human beings, we have this, I think, deep-seated need to understand what it means to know ourselves, to know other people that we're in contact with, to know what it means to live in this community, to know what it means to live in a relationship with God or to a philosophy we choose to ascribe to. So I think it's really essential that we be authentic.
Empathy through understanding. Where's your event this evening, Doctor?
Now, oh my gosh, you just caught me off guard.
Well, I can get the information for you if you don't have
it. It's at a cafe here in St. John's, and I've just lost the name, but it's for young people, mm-hmm. And what they do is we ask them to come out. We'll talk a little bit about what the initiative is, Faith in the Future, getting young people to think about their faith and how they live it out publicly. And then we'll invite them to apply formally to the program, and we hope to get a good group of maybe 15 to 20 people here in St. John's.
We'll be sure to confirm the wheres and give the details out after this chat. It's nice to meet you this morning, sir.
Nice to meet you, too.
That's Reverend Dr. Andrew Bennett, the director of the Cardiff Religious Freedom Institute.